Republic of Texas Radio. Today's date is Sunday, November the 8th, 2020, the year the COVID did nothing to us all except, well, guess nothing is nothing. Did a lot to us, did a lot to the nation, but we're not going to get into that, right? Well, who knows? We'll fall down the COVID when we want to, right? Hey, this is a call-in show. I got a bunch of stuff planned, but I kind of wanted to say the non-toll-free phone number to start the show, and we'll keep repeating it. I've been hearing hosts saying it, you know, countlessly, and I'm so happy I've almost memorized it. So now I will tell you it's 512-248-8252. Feel like calling in, and if you don't have unlimited long distance minutes, go ahead to go to 1-800-313-9443. Like that phone number a lot better. I've heard it for years, but we need to do the 512 phone number, guys. It's really good for the network. Anyways, first thing I want to talk about is my absence last week. That was a wow. I so wanted to be with you all and to talk about the possibilities of the upcoming election and what we were going to see or what we were not going to see, but that just didn't happen. You know, everything came together on the weekend, and we got really busy. Told you about a month ago, a month and a half ago, that the Ron Paulers in Fredericksburg, the Fredericksburg Ron Paul meetup group, was having a little bit of a get together again. And that's always fun because the Ron Paulers are people that, I share a lot in common with, more than most people, because we can talk about, you know, oh, wow, don't hurt me, don't take my stuff, right? You know, what are the things that Ron Paul talked about? Economics, right? Non-interventionalism. You know, it's fun, and I have a lot of these people I hadn't bumped into, you know, in a long time. It's kind of annoying when you're sitting around a table with a whole bunch of people and everybody has the kind of same opinion. They want to share stories about this and that and whatever. And we all walked through the COVID together, guys, even though we walked through the COVID separately. You know, we walked through the asinine closing down of the stores and everybody hiding inside and, you know, lockdowns that weren't lockdowns. You know, the maskers and the fear, and today we've still got masker fear out there. I countered some of that, you know, over the last couple of days, last night, you know, going, well, your mask doesn't do anything, you know, whatever. But at the Ron Paul meetup, they, you know, it was great. We went over there, and it was held over 3 days. Now, I was only able to attend on Friday and part of Saturday because we had a big Halloween party over at our house. And I know, you know, whatever, you don't like Halloween, I don't care. You know, you can like and not like whatever you want. At this house, it acts a lot more like Thanksgiving. Got a lot of people coming over. Had a lot of food, had a bunch of pumpkins. I borrowed pumpkins for the first time in my life, and I don't think I'm going to do that again. You ever borrow a whole bunch of pumpkins? I mean, it's only probably about $200-$300 worth of pumpkins, you know, big old pumpkins. I didn't want to buy them, and I didn't want to dispose of them, and they had them, and I said, can I borrow your pumpkins for a day? Yeah, whatever. So we had a big Thanksgiving Halloween party, you know, and that party was good, you know, and we had a lot of fun. But man, Friday night when I was doing the whole Ron Paul thing, I had the seats out of my van. And one of the reasons I really wanted to go is one of the reasons was to see all the people from the Ron Paul meetup. I met all these individuals early on in 2008 when I was a refugee from California and I was escaping the stupidity, the best way to say it. And I arrived here, and it was Thanksgiving, right after Thanksgiving, 2 days after Thanksgiving, I arrived in Fredericksburg, Texas. And first thing I did was says, where are my people? I went over to meetup.com, and, you know, sure enough, Fredericksburg has a meetup. Wow, cool. I like that. Let's go. And so we started going to the Fredericksburg Ron Paul meetup and meeting different people, and over time. And it was weird going from the transition from the warmonger to Obama, right? The warmonger to the warmonger. It's like, wow, that's crazy. And we did the Ron Paul thing up until, you know, the, God, what do we call him? Well, Hussein Obama, let's just do that. Screw that guy. I spent 8 years trying not to listen to Obama talk. And I did a pretty damn good job of it, right? Just though, you know, screw you, Obama. I know you're destroying the world. I see it. You're destroying the cars. You're destroying our futures. Yeah, and that was troubling. But I walked right into that with the Ron Paul group. You know, it's like, it was kind of fitting, you know, right before the transition into what comes next. And we don't know what comes next, do we? Do we really know what comes next? That's one of the questions. Some people will say, oh, now Biden's got it. That's it. Biden's got it. And then you'll hear people, oh, no, Trump and lawsuits, Trump and lawsuits. Okay, where we go? It was a fraud. I know that. Problem is the truth doesn't matter in this world, this crazy whack-a-mole world that we're in. It's just a perceived reality of the masses, right? And what are we going to do? People say that everybody in the United States is stupid. I'd say, yeah, well, I don't know if the word stupid works. Ignorant or stupid because they're ignorant. I don't know. We can argue all that stuff, but it just doesn't matter. But what I was talking about in the Ron Paul thing is it's just nice to have camaraderie. And I kind of see that in the Trump camp, too. You know, when we look back at Trump in the 4 years, and I know we're not done looking forward to Trump, and I have a lot more faith in Trump going forward from the point that we're at with old Donald Trump being allegedly the second place in a two-man race. You know, that's where we allegedly are. You know, Ron Paul, during the Ron Paul Revolution, he backed out and he ran away and he quit on us twice. And I talked about that with my Ron Paulers. Why did he quit? I don't know why he quit. I just know he did. And they explained to me that it was never, Ron Paul Revolution was never about actually winning the race. What, you know, yes, I've heard this over and over again. It's about expanding the libertarian, you know, philosophies and, you know, enlightening the world and getting the message out there. Yeah, I heard that before. But he still quit, right? He didn't fight it till the last minute. He didn't do this and he didn't do this. I've heard another story coming from one of the Ron Paulers that was there, and you know, I don't know, it was because, you know, whatever, go after them with their money, or, you know, we're taking the side road over here, folks, and with that we're going to set up lasers and we're going to have sharks and that'll get them. Yeah, good luck with that, man. Anyways, it was great. I just so loved doing the whole thing. And the other secondary benefit of going to this Ron Paul event is because I'm kind of a, you know, homebody, I guess, right? I'm not a rough and rugged, tumbling person anymore. Used to be able to sleep wherever the heck I needed to, you know. Oh, hey, you got a couple feet over there, I'll just go to sleep, right? You know, pillow? Who needs a pillow? Cold? Who cares about cold? You know, but I wanted to see what I was made of. And, of course, I'm made of cottage cheese. yeah, I guess that is probably it. You know, I was uncomfortable the whole night, pointed out some errors and some problems in my prepping. And, you know, some of my thoughts worked. I managed to lay down in my van all night long. And so we went to bed and I sat there, and we did have cellular reception over there. I put on Republic Broadcasting, and for the first time, I heard the Red Pill. Oh my God, folks, that show was so great. Ellen had been telling me that was an incredible show that I should listen, and man, I should have listened earlier. And I, you know, I don't know if you're into that, folks. Into what actually is it? The Red Pill. I don't know. I've heard a couple episodes now. I heard the Halloween evening one. That's great. Go listen to that. The host's name is V, right? Or that's what he uses as a name, right? And whatever, right? And he talks about being a targeted individual. And you go, oh, okay, it's more of that late night stuff where people tell stories about ghosts and, you know, aliens and this and that. Well, if that's what you think, man, then whatever. But he talked about his experience in Los Angeles and when targeted his life as a targeted individual started. Now, I have met people in my reality, in my lifetime, that had claimed to be targeted individuals. One of them that was running in a he was kind of like worked behind the cash register at a liquor store down the street from me. It was a little small grocery type store that sold liquor and, you know, potato chips and all the other crap that you need. Anyways, he came up to me. His name was Hamzy, right? And Hamzy came up to me and told me that, hey, Steve, so my television is watching me. I said, oh, yeah? Okay. Well, you know that the Russians had used CRTs to do some of that kind of stuff. And he says, you know, they talk to me through the TV. And I go, really? Well, that's fascinating. And went home, did a little bit of research on it. I said, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I see pointers that head to that direction. That could be happening. And he says, I don't like this. Why are they doing this to me? I'm like, I don't know, Hamzy. Right. And Hamzy was a Palestinian and one of his buddies, right, that hired him for that job was sitting there going, Steve, don't talk to him about him. He's a little bit loopy in the head. And you don't feed into that. We don't want him talking like that. Right. That is not good. And that's when I first came across the second part of the argument. Israelis say that they need to keep the Palestinians behind a gate and whip them and beat them and, you know, keep the water from them and maybe bomb them every once in a while and kill them. And the Palestinians go, hey, give me my land back, man. So, and I didn't really realize that, right? Because I was emerged in, I was emerged in the culture around us being, what, painted by the corporate media people, the ABC, the NBC, and, you know, all the stuff we're aware of now. You know, those guys have gone overboard, and Fox News has crossed the line. They were intending to cross the line, remember, last year, and, you know, well, when the change of ownership happened, all of a sudden, a bunch of liberals own a news outlet that's conservative. What are they going to want to do? What do I want with this? Can I sell it? Oh, crap. Okay, let's get some consultants together and figure out how to transition it into, you know, ABC, CBS, NBC, and then we'll have one hand clapping. That's great. Here we go. That's our world. Anyways, so I was telling you a little bit about B and all that stuff. Good show. He's on at like 10 o'clock at night, and I like the format. I really love the format. I wish it wasn't on at 10 o'clock at night, but hey, you know, there is the archive. You can always get our show in the archive as well. At the Ron Paul meetup, after I, well, you know, after I finally fell asleep listening to late night Republic broadcasting for hours and hours in the cold, you know, I got up the next morning and, you know, people kept arriving, and it was fascinating. I bumped into Michael Badnarik. You know, Michael Badnarik was, he was a broadcaster on WPTPRN, and that was a radio network that existed in 2007, if I remember correctly. And he talked extensively about the Constitution, right? He ran for Libertarian President of the United States, and yay, I didn't get it. Right? Libertarians haven't ever been elected to that. And he was really good. You know, I really enjoyed him. I will bring him on, right, because he has an amazing story about his life and where he is now. He currently lives inside of Austin. We talked about, you know, being in Austin on the day that COVID came in and put them all down, right? All your friends run away and they hide underneath their desk with a mask on. Don't touch me. I don't know. They probably didn't do that. But Michael Badnarik was very interesting. He taught on the Constitution, and our very own Jerry Farley was there. Of course, you'd probably expect him to be there. Jerry Farley was the co-chair of the Ron Paul meetup in the, you know, during the Ron Paul days back in 2008 and 2006 and 2000 whatever. You know, he'd sit there and run the meeting, and we'd talk about whatever we talk about at a Ron Paul meeting. And it was really good. We had so many good people come over to our Ron Paul meetup. We were quite well known. There was a crossover to the Tea Party, right? You know, the Tea Party was birthed out of the Ron Paul revolution. You know, we used to have on the day of the Boston Tea Party, we had these huge money bombs, right? A big online donation day, and everybody would throw money at Ron Paul like he was a stripper on a pole. And, the Tea Party took that idea and formed. And we have a Tea Party here in town, and I would say that they've been doing good. We could argue lots of that, but they're very popular. They're very popular as being the word is hated. Yeah, loved. Yeah, that works. They're hated and loved throughout the state of Texas. The Fredericksburg Tea Party, all the different politicians at least know them, which is wonderful. Right. I love the fact that they at least know them, and they're still there. Right. You know, we have some problems. Jerry Farley, I don't know if he's a member of the Tea Party. I know he goes to the meetings because he goes to every dang meeting. You know, Jerry Farley's he's a strange individual. And I mean that in the best way, Jerry, if you're even listening. I doubt it. You got too many other better things to do, but he's a vegetarian. We call him a grass eater, you know, but he's an election judge here in Gillespie County. And he's one of the only reasons that I probably even spend time, my energy on voting, because, you know, he's walked me through the voting process over years. And that's the music. Hang on, folks. More coming up. Republic of Texas Radio. Best intentions, I was shy to pay attention. It's like you said, it's in my head. The camera in circles till the morning comes. When it does, I know it's on. It's you and I. Wouldn't miss it for the sun.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Yeehaw. Yeah, how does that work? Yeehaw. Republic of Texas Radio. Yeah, we're back. Short segment coming up. And I was just going into a little bit about, well, the Ron Paul meetup group that was here in Fredericksburg, Texas. One individual that I was highlighting. Guy's life needs a highlight, right? You know, I'm impressed with people that, you know, go above and beyond the call of, well, I don't know if duty is the right word at all. We have no duty to anything, but he's trying to change the world, and he's been doing a hell of a job for the past, 4 years, something like that. Jerry Farley, he's an election judge here in Fredericksburg. So kind of talk to him a little bit about his election judging thing, and we're a paper ballot type of community. We don't have the computerized things, but we do have the electronic ballot counter. And if, you know, so we sit there and go in with pencils and here we go. Circle, 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 put it into a lockbox and whatnot. And so Jerry is one of our election judges, you know, here in Fredericksburg, Texas. Well, unfortunately, we have other election judges, and so there's, I don't know the chain of custody, right? You know, it's absolutely bonkers. I could get to the bottom of that, right? You know, and I probably will eventually if I look into it, but what does it matter? You know, because we can find where they stole the election. Did they steal the election in Fredericksburg? Damn well, maybe. I don't know. You tell me. Why does it even matter, right? It's because Trump had enough votes to take Texas. Well, the local elections, those are the important ones around here. Fredericksburg, the city council kind of guides a lot of what goes on in the county by the crazy ass edicts that they put down. Thou shalt wear a mask. Do it, the governor says, you know, but we say too. And they go, we will now buy a $5 million pool. You're like, oh my God, they're absolutely bonkers. Anyways, there were three candidates that were running for different positions within Fredericksburg City Council, and they didn't make it. Imagine that. Well, I don't know. I guess the fact is that all the California money, all the, well, Patriot money, still can't outpower the powers that be in Texas, or at least in Fredericksburg, Texas. The evil empire still rules Fredericksburg City Council as they rotate in the same old names over and over again. The old families win. So what's the point? I don't know. Point is, we need to get control of our local cities, counties, and whatnot. And the good thing about all this voter fraud all throughout the whole nation, the Texas Republican Party has already put one of its main action items before all the shenanigans happened, you know, on the corporate United States. One of their main actions was vote integrity. I go, what the hell is that? Right? You know, they're wanting to put things in place that actually ensure that once you vote, that vote stays your vote and your vote gets counted and that ballot gets protected and nobody comes in with another canister and trades out a bunch of ballots for a bunch of ballots. Right? That's pretty much what it is. And God, what a dream. To dream the impossible dream. It should be possible, right? You know, it's very simple. But, well, I don't know. Look at that. These clowns have a refresh on their dang page. Sorry about that, folks. Got distracted by this. But voter integrity is important. We had a problem with the vote here in Fredericksburg, Texas, on the election day. And I hate to say this. I think it sounds more like infighting. The political parties that, are within Fredericksburg, you got the Fredericksburg Tea Parties, the Patriots, right, whoever the hell the Patriots are, ones that don't want to go along with the establishment, that don't believe, I guess those are the people that are the Patriots. Jeanette Harmuth, right? She's new to Fredericksburg, a couple years old. Forget where she comes from. She was on this show a couple years ago, right? Maybe it was just a year and a half ago. She led the fluoride-free Fredericksburg vote, right? And she actually got it onto the ballot, and everybody voted that they wanted a toxin into their water. Yeah, they twist and squirm on that fluoride thing, right? It's one of the reasons why I live out in the county. Nobody's injecting me directly with anything like fluoride. I don't know, whatever. Okay. You know, I do get just groundwater, which, you know, I'm not sure what's in that necessarily, but I could send it off and have it tested, and they'll know exactly where, you know. Don't want to give them information, whoever they are. Hold on, folks. Republic of Texas Radio, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
So here we fight all through the night.
All right. We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Now I can breathe. Now we're at the bottom of the hour, and I've got this big old chunk of time. Feels like I got room to stretch out. But I'll go ahead and finish talking about, well, the elections here in Fredericksburg. Jeanette Harmuth and Angela Smith were denied access to be poll watchers. And they were poll watchers for the Republican Party. And the reason that the judge, whatever his name is, hold on, Terry Hamilton, decided to evict them, not let them in, which, you know, really, can they do that? Well, actually, he did, so they can. That's just it, right? You know, if we said, let's remember not to try to mix logic. Just because you can doesn't mean we'll let you. Okay, repeat that 10 times, and that's the world we live in. And I'm sorry to be facetious, but Jeanette Harmuth and Angela Smith were denied access to do poll watching. There was poll watching problems all throughout Texas, right? And Texas still pulled through red, whatever that means. You know, what does that mean? That means that, well, all of Texas doesn't like Biden or the freakazoids that they're trying to promote. They were trying to promote so many freakazoids, right? You know, the take my stuff type people, give me free stuff, I hate you folks. And I'm sorry, that's how we'd have to, like, look at them. And I don't know. So what do we have now? an election gone awry, right? A nation, you know, taken hostage by a shenanigans? Really? Yeah, that's pretty much what we're at. And we'll never get to the bottom. Well, I'm not going to say never. I told you earlier on that I agree that it isn't over. The first time I heard yesterday, somebody came over to me and they said, well, looks like we have a new president. I said, oh, yeah? Where'd you hear that? And they said, well, it's right here. It says they called it for Biden. Oh, okay. I call it for my hamster. How's that? Oh, you can't do that. Well, why not? They just did. Oh, well, it ain't over till it's over. Oh, what do you mean? No, it's over. Says, well, yeah, I totally get you on that. You know, they don't play by the rules, but the rules do say that it actually has to be an official, you know, this is how the election went, and we know for a fact we are going to say so-and-so got this state, so-and-so. But they can make stuff up in the media. They have. They always do. They don't cover things. They lie. We all know it. But what are we going to do? Well, we're acting truthfully. There's not much you can do. You can get out there and run around like a Black Lives Matter or an Antifa, right? You want to do that? Yeah, we're going to get signs, and I'm going to make real good slogans on them. And I'll show it, and I'll wave that thing. And I'll sit there with my mask and be a good slave. Mask, sign-waving slave. I don't like Biden, it'll say. It'll say something catchier than that. Yeah, is that going to get something done? No, really, it won't. The only thing that's going to get something done to change this election right now is Trump. Well, that's not quite true. There's people like 4chan. You know, they're digging up evidence left, right, and center. They're using this time to be productive. There are different digital groups that are producing it. Now, will this ever be useful to anybody? I don't know. I've seen hockey stick graphs of Biden taking over all sorts of places, and they all correspond to the same time on election night. Huh, fascinating that happened, huh? Wow, okay. But who made the graphs? The graphs were votes over time. You know, it's like, okay, and then all they have to do is wave their hand in front of your face and say, this is not the droid you're looking for, the little hockey stick graph. You know, that's just nonsense. That was a reporting error, and it shouldn't. Here, look, here's a smooth graph we just drew for you with a pencil. Take that. They're going to laugh at you in there. But so what can we do? I mean, they Dominion voting machines. Dun, dun, dun. I wonder if they used to be called Diebold, because we had problems with Diebold voting machines in the past, and Dominion now is Dominion. Oh, I love the Dominion name, right? If I were sitting there trying to come up with a name for an evil voting machine army, I'd probably come up with Dominion. You need to have Dominion over your vote. And so we'd do something like we'd put voting machines everywhere, and especially in the states. So we'd focus on getting the voting machines put into states that count. And the night before the election, we dial into them and update their software. And, you know, yeah, that's what I'd do if I had Dominion voting machines. And, you know, they might have done it. They might have done it. Seems really likely. I mean, they've proven that it happens in one county, and then you go, okay, so, yeah, we got some kind of a problem here. One of the problems that we have is the stupidity of people, right? These people are bringing in, you know, chain of custody isn't that hard. You just sit there and you got to have something to count something that verifies something, you know, have the voter actually be able to verify his vote. Can I go in and verify that my vote
was actually, oh, no, this is very difficult, and you just don't understand, Steve. You know, we're working really hard to make sure your vote does not count. Again, I'm sitting here wanting a voting system that ensures integrity and that votes count, but I think I'm the only one. Well, no, you guys might too. You know, definitely might. You know, you might care that they can't steal the election. They've been stealing elections forever. They'll say we have safe and sane elections, or at least safe election or fair election. We're guarding our democracy. With what? A stick? No, you're not. What year is it? 2020? And people are still driving around with trunks stashed with ballots? Holy crap, guys. This has been happening for years. The good thing is there's all these people all over the nation, all over the corporate United States of America that are now awake to a certain extent of voter fraud. They know that an evil empire has made a push to take over. They haven't quite got it yet. There are certain things that need to happen. We need to get through to January, what was that, the 29th, I think that's the date, is when, you know, King Biden will take the throne with his evil henchmen, right, or henchwoman, sorry. Pure evil, right? Some people say that, that he puts the United States back into solid ground, right? A company working all around the world to bring death and destruction to mankind under the name of peace. And I don't want to be too harsh on the United States, the corporate United States, but you got to look at it, folks. You know, our hearts, the people that live within the corporate United States of America, even the whiny liberals, and maybe not the Antifin, right, or our politicians, but they're good. They want to help people. The problem is they're always looking to the government to help the people. Here, government, here's a dollar. Go help that person. And the government goes, okay, here you go. Gets a dollar, and it finally gets to the person, and it's like a nickel. So we haven't quite understood yet, even though we have numerous examples, countless examples, of how giving money to government yields very poor returns, if any, at all, right? But we haven't got it. But we have Trumpers that are out there. The Trump trains are funny as hell. You know, we have the Trump guys sitting there screwing with the Bidens, and this is going to be the most, you thought Trump was the most unpopular president ever. Biden is going to be funny, but then they have their own cheerleaders. They have their own puppets. Right, they bounce around on television on ABC, NBC, and CBS, and whatever. Right, going, oh, look how Biden talks. Don't we like him behind his mask? Oh, Kamala is wearing new shoes. Look at Kamala. We like Kamala. And you're like, holy crap. So we may have 4 years of that. Right. We may have 4 years of that, but I'm not sure because we have a long way to go. The lawsuits start coming, you know, starting, we're not having Biden. It's not going to happen, Ken says. Love that, Ken. You know, I like the idea, right? I don't know. Ken sent another link. There's a petition over at change.org, for do the recount and all that. You can do that. Please do that if that's what you want to do. Change.org, I thought that was one of George Soros's sites, though. But, you know, I don't care. Use whatever for whatever, you know. Rule number one, F what they think. Huh. Yeah, I
don't care either there, Ken. I really don't. But I guess I'm getting sideways. No, I'm not. We're going to see what happens, and we're going to do what we think is necessary, and we're going to see what happens and then move on. I've gone into the night before, and I'm going back into it as far as I can tell. I would love to spend another 4 years on slow burn, right? Because Trump has changed some things, and in another 4 years, he may, if he, you know, he may change some things for the better again. I don't know, right? But I know where we're going with Biden. That's the dark tunnel. That's the long tunnel, the tunnel of hell. It's just, oh, wow. It's just weird. And we'll see where that goes. And I'll get off of that because you all probably know all of this already. Yeah, let's just go to the phones real quick. And yeah, let's do it. Phone lines, Rattlebone, Colorado.
Hey.
What's up? What's going on, man?
Hey, you're going on. You're going on a
Am
good
I?
One. And yes, sir. Yes, sir. You absolutely are. I listen to RBN all day long, but I do apologize, sir. I don't know you. I turned it on 10 minutes ago and I went, this dude is right on. He's sledgehammer heavy duty.
Aww,
if we let
you.
This, it's sincere. Mm. Okay. If we let this go on like this amongst all of this shenanigan, deceitful votes, what do we have? How can that be? How can it be that we can have deception put in an addlepated POS pedophile that is now declaring himself president? How can this go on?
I know.
I called the White House, and ladies and gentlemen of my North American brothers and sisters, President Trump's phone number is 202-456-1111. If he concedes, then I'm gone. Then I'm gone. I'm done. There's these people, if they take this election, they've eliminated our First Amendment. Kamala, I got to speak to her. I'm from California. I got to speak to that dank.
Oh, really?
We can say that.
Okay.
The Board of Registered Nurses I had, and she did the same thing. I'm speaking now. What a skank that woman
God.
Is. President Trump, 202-456-1111. Trump cannot concede this one, because if he does that, then the people got nothing left. We have nothing left, sir.
Yeah.
And I intend, and even we didn't get our senator, Cory Gardner, we didn't get him in for this other skank, Hickenlooper, here in Colorado. I came over here because I don't want Colorado to be like California is, as was. And I've been here over 2 years. I'm sorry to go on about this, Mr. Steve. I just don't know what to do. I got my Trump-Pence sign that I walked the streets yesterday. I don't know what else to do, but he cannot concede this because there is no trust ever again for anything in my country anymore. Nothing. If they can steal an election like we feel and they get away with it and we don't do anything about it, I don't know. I'll take my clothes off too and walk the street, except it's so damn cold here sometimes.
Yeah, I'm sure. Colorado.
I don't
cold.
Know, Steve. I apologize, man, but it's too much.
No apologies needed.
It's too much. My cup is overflowing now.
Look,
thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I listen to you.
I really appreciate your call. And I just respond to that a little bit. With the words of my producer, right, that no, we're not going to take it.
you know, that's not going to happen. And he feels that Trump isn't going to secede, or he's not going to concede. That's the thing, right? I want to secede. I'm the Republic of Texas Radio. Now, I do believe that, Ken. I really do. I believe if there was one politician that has been, you know, in a place of authority that can say, no, I'm not going to go, it would be Trump. Hang on, Republic of Texas Radio. I'll finish that thought on the other side. Since I was shy to pay attention, it's like you said, it's in my head. I can't run circles till the morning comes. When it does, I know it's on. It's you and I. Wouldn't miss it for the sun.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, before the break hit, I was kind of trying to put this down there, or put this up there, or put this out there, whatever. If there ever was a person that was in the White House that would be reacting to a coup d'etat, what does that break down into? I'm going to have to look that up. A coup is what we talk about right now. It's when a political class tries to take over another thing. We've got all sorts of examples all over the world. These things happen. We've been seeing it happening for 4 years now, right? They're not getting anything done, right? They just say, I hate Trump. 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 Ugh.
Come on, hate him for some good, please. Right? He's not perfect. But my point is, there was one person willing to stand up to a coup d'etat. It would be Trump. You know, it wasn't Ron Paul. Kind of left me feeling like crap, you know, and that was just it wasn't Bernie Sanders, right? He walked away and took promises and houses and book deals and whatever, right? You know, how much, what a capitalist the communist is, you know, damn fascinating. My producer, Ken, is really riled up over this, and I can totally understand. It's a really screwed place that we are in today. You know, if they manage to pull off this coup, you know, if they manage to put their damn puppet, I mean, really, they didn't even spend a lot of time on this puppet. You know, Biden might have been there for 40, 50 years or whatever, a lifetime of stealing from the U.S. government and other governments around the world. What does it say if the corporate United States puts this man of ill integrity out there in front of the world? Well, of course, he's going to kill us with the climate change. He's going to get rid of oil. He's going to get rid of your driving cars. He's going to irradiate you with 5G in the name of helping you. We need to get Uber to drive their own cars so they don't have to pay the slaves to drive around. Yeah, that's the intention, right? And then we can get automatic ambulances and then robots to scoop you up and throw you into the ambulance and charge you $1 billion, right? Because, you know, whatever. But they're going to take over. Well, are they? Is he going to stand up? What's going to happen on Monday? Right, Mondays, and now I'm totally off script as far as, like, I have a script. I have some notes about where I want to go. I did go to the chat room. It is republicoftexas.chattango.com, and I threw in a link to the change.org petition, so you can sign the petition if you want to. To recount or revote the entire 2020 presidential election. Wow, that's quite a lot, huh? But it's kind of needed. You know, what do we know about Michigan, right? What do we know about Pennsylvania? Shenanigans all over, right? How many votes? Oh, these votes show up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Oh, huh. Convoy of people with, you know, little red wagons, and they had little dinghies, and they were all stacked with Biden votes. We go, stop, don't do that. And, you know, but they did. They said, well, we want to you to keep those votes that came in after, you know, midnight or the 3-4 o'clock in the morning, depending on your time zone. Keep those votes separate from all the rest of the votes. Yeah, you know how that works, right? Right? They go, oh, well, yeah, we did. They're over. Hey, where did those votes go, huh? Hey, do you know where those votes went that we kind of, like, kept separate? They were all good and legitimate votes, and we kept them separate right over. Ah, yeah. Turns out the janitor decided that they needed to be burnt in a barrel. Oh, yeah? Yeah, why did he do that? Well, I'm not too sure. Let's ask him. Well, I don't know. They just looked like they needed burning. Oh, shucks. We can't count those votes. And, well, at least we know that they were good votes and they were honest votes from good people. But we accidentally burnt them in a barrel. So now we're going to reprimand the janitor because he shouldn't have burnt them in a barrel. It just happens to be the first, you know, what, 20, 30,000 votes. And I don't know that that happened. I just made that up. But I'm telling you that this is the kind of thing that we look forward to as we go into it. So if you want to get involved and you feel that this is a course of recourse, it's definitely one of them. There are 989,000 some odd people have already signed up for this petition. That's close to 1 million. You know, it could be one of their more popular polls or things, that petitions that went up over at change.org. But, you know, hey, I